Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Another whopper from Uncle Joe. Story time with Uncle Joe.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is a good one.
I can't wait.
Well, as long as you're not eating breakfast currently, you'll see the tie-in. 6:38, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Thursday, almost Friday. It's on the horizon, friends. Just hang in there. We'll get through it together. We'll make this Thursday awesome.
I love it.
All right. You're going to love it.
Oh, no.
President Joe Biden telling some stories.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Apparently, this part is true. His uncle, Ambrose Finnegan,
mm-hmm.
Joe Biden's uncle, apparently his plane crashed during World War II.
Okay.
Military records show that the aircraft plunged into the open water of the Pacific Ocean. Okay.
All right. Gotcha.
And that, hey, the guy died a hero.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but you know what? With Joe Biden, that's just not a good enough story. So let's embellish a little bit. And where I'm going, you are not going to believe if you haven't heard this story yet. They never recovered his body.
Okay.
This is Joe Biden saying that. But the government went back. When I went down there, he went down to New Guinea, he claims, maybe he did.
Okay.
I went down there, and they checked, and they found some parts of the plane. Yeah, they may have eventually washed ashore. What he's trying to say is he got shot down in New Guinea. They never found the body because, well, there were a lot of cannibals. For real.
Okay.
In that part of New Guinea, which that part's true also. But what you're saying is, Uncle Finnegan, they were serving up some Finnegan Irish stew there on the beaches of New Guinea.
Wow.
Yes, some Ambrose kebabs. How would you like your kebab?
Medium well, please.
Oysters Finnegan. Oh, maybe we shouldn't go there. Okay.
No.
So that's his new one, and he told it twice.
Well, he does repeat things he makes up on multiple occasions.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
So he implied twice Wednesday that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea after his plane crashed during World War II, even though military records show the aircraft plunged into the Pacific.
Uh-huh.
And, he got shot down where there was a lot of cannibals at the time. Biden initially told this to reporters before boarding Air Force One as he departed Scrapple, Pennsylvania, where he grew up. I'm sorry, that's Scranton.
Yeah, close
enough. I can't say Scranton because every time I do, I think of the TV show The Office.
Oh, it's just I get that.
When our big boss, because he has, you know, some of his radio time was there.
Yes.
And he says it.
Oh, yeah.
And I know there's a story coming, and it just, I just feel like all of a sudden I'm Jim, and I have these weird thoughts. But anyway,
I'll bet you do.
Biden goes on. They never recovered the body. Government went back when I went down there. I'd like to know where he really went to New Guinea.
So I maybe wonder, he did. Was he vice president then? Or is he?
Don't know when this supposedly took place. We'll have to do more fact checking. After arriving in Pittsburgh now, okay, this is he left Scrapple. He goes to Pittsburgh. The 81-year-old president told the same story to the United Steelworkers Union members. You know? Yeah. He got shot down in New Guinea. They never found the body because there used to be, well, there were a lot of cannibals, for real, in that part of New Guinea. You know when he says for real?
Then you know it's
I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Pentagon's defense POW/MIA accounting agency says that Finnegan's plane actually was lost over the open ocean.
Which is a lot different than right there on an island. I wonder when this was, because apparently he was supposed to be the first U.S. president to visit. And this is like back in, I think, January. Anyway, the story coming out in May. But apparently it had been canceled and Blinken went. So unless he went prior, I don't know.
You know, and it's not uncommon for people to want to maybe kind of retrace maybe some steps or the life of a family member, or relative, something like that.
Sure, sure.
You know, so he clearly he went down to New Guinea, you know, and he said, hey, this is the last place that my uncle was, you know, invited to dinner.
Wow.
I am
searching and searching, and all I get are that he canceled the trip to New Guinea. So, I don't know.
Well.
But again, this we're talking about Joe Biden. If he was planning a trip and he was thinking about his uncle, he wakes up one day and he's got a story. Like this one, possibly. So.
Yeah. So, it's another Joe Bidenism. But remember, as the MSNBC guest said, it's the other guy that is the narcissistic psychopath.
Right.
Yeah, referring to Trump and exposing once again their Trump derangement syndrome. While Joe Biden, leader of the free world, that clearly has shown his mental acuity diminishing, now has a story about Uncle Ambrose. Mm-hmm. Uncle Ambrose Finnegan. Ended up as the Irish stew of the New Guinea cannibals.
Why would you? I mean, okay, so he died a hero. Why do you have to make him dinner? I don't get it. That's just weird.
I'm not sure either. I mean, I don't know what the purpose is other than trying to, you know, make the story, I guess, I don't know, more compelling, more entertaining, if you will. I guess if that, I don't know. It is odd.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.